Holloway shoots. He scores! What a shot by Holloway. And a power play goal cuts the lead to 3-1.
Blues took the loss last night to Vancouver. We will get to them in just a moment, however. FanDuel Sports Network with the highlight. FanDuel Sports Network Midwest with the highlight. The Bernie Miklas Report brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American standard heating and air conditioning dealer. It's time to go to the guest line. We bring in Bernie Miklas, who was with us every Tuesday and Thursday. And again, I do want to get to the Blues and the run they're on right now, or at least the stretch they're on right now. But first, let's start with the Super Bowl, because it's been decided who will participate. Chiefs, Eagles, this matchup, is it intriguing to you other than, you know, the Chiefs trying to three-peat? Is there more to it than just that?
Well, I think I wish there would have been a different matchup, because these teams played each other, you know, 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. But that said, I think Philadelphia is a really good team. And I think this is the first time the Chiefs have been in a Super Bowl against a team that, if you go by all the statistics we have up until now, Philadelphia has got a better overall offense. They have a much better running attack. They have the number one defense in the league, and on and on and on. And one of the things that the Chiefs do not do particularly well is stop the run for teams that are really dedicated to the run and teams that are really good at running the ball. Like, I didn't understand why Buffalo did not run the ball more against the Chiefs, because when they were running James Cook, even right before the disaster late in the game, he had like 40 yards on four carries and they stopped running him. It made no sense. Now, we know that Philadelphia will not stop running Saquon Barkley. He is the hammer.
My favorite cereal.
I love it.
I know barley. I was thinking of like barley soup or something. Anyway, no, he's the Chiefs have never had to deal with a running back like this. So no, I if I had to make a $5 bet today, I would bet on Philly. Mm-hmm. But we got time to think about this.
The Chiefs, though, haven't let up a lot of rushing yards this season. I mean, they are one of the best teams protecting against that. So is it that the Eagles are just going to be able to keep pushing the Chiefs and getting those yards, or is there a chance that they're going to have to adjust if the rushing game isn't working?
Well, it isn't just Barkley. Philadelphia, and I forgot to mention this, Philadelphia's got the best offensive line in the league, and that's done by – that's the opinion of analysts, but it's also the opinion of all the metrics that can really measure these things. I mean, they have an outstanding offensive line. So the Chiefs haven't had to deal with this kind of running back, or they haven't had to deal with this kind of offensive line. I mean, I know they beat Baltimore early in the season, and they certainly can run the ball a lot. But this is a whole new beast for the Chiefs to have to stop. And
Oh, no.
He is frustrated.
I think we lost Bernie.
He is upset.
Yeah.
I think he's upset. I think he hated the question.
I think he gave up, honestly, on the Super Bowl. Just doesn't want to talk about it anymore. We'll try to reestablish contact with Bernie Miklas.
Yeah, I don't want to talk out of school here, but I do know some Buffalo Bills fans who will not be watching the Super Bowl. Do you think that is a fair and or understandable response?
Of course.
Just miss the Super Bowl altogether.
If my team gets bounced from the playoffs, I mean, they do have a couple
First of
weeks
all,
to recover.
Your team will never make
I'm
it
talking about any
playoffs.
Team. Like when the Blues used to get okay. bounced from the playoffs all the time. Remember that? When that would happen, I couldn't watch the next round. I'd be like, I'm done. Done with it. Baseball,
really?
Same thing. If the Cardinals didn't, you know, get past the division round or whatever, I'm over it.
Yeah,
it's almost like I couldn't stand
the luster.
You know what? It wasn't that. It was almost too gross to watch.
Hmm.
Like, I can't watch another team be in it.
That's funny. That is one of our comments on our YouTube stream.
Is it?
No.
Nice. Bernie Miklas is back with us. Sorry we lost you there, Bernie.
That's no problem. We can talk on the phone. I was just saying, I really just think before we dropped off, the one thing I was wondering about the Eagles, like, Jalen Hurts had not been the same since he came back from a concussion. Plus, he got banged up with his knee in the playoff game against Green Bay, I think it was. And so the problem there was that he just didn't look really good, but he had a great game the other day. And I know Washington is not the best defense. The Washington had some defensive issues this year in the secondary, but it wasn't that. It's just that he looked good. I mean, he was decisive. He moved well. He threw the ball very accurately. So if Jalen Hurts can play like that, if Jalen Hurts can more than hold his own in the passing game, and also his ability to run, and he's going to have 2 weeks to get that knee 100%. That, you know, that gives them another threat that you know, the Chiefs have to worry about. But listen, the other thing about the Chiefs I wonder about too, and I think it's okay, I think it's totally natural to wonder about this. I mean, my goodness, they've won 17 straight games by a one score margin, and that's not abnormal. That's not unusual. That's like basically impossible, except they've done it. And I find it hard to believe that they can keep getting away with that. And I think a team like Philadelphia is a lot mentally stronger than, say, the Buffalo Bills, who had this hang up against the Chiefs. We can't beat them. We can't beat them. We can't beat them, you know. And when the game's coming down to crunch time, you know, I think that's when the Chiefs, you know, championship pedigree and all the DNA and their winning, I think that's when that kicks in, and they can find a way to beat Buffalo in the playoffs. But I think Philadelphia, even though the Chiefs beat them in the Super Bowl, it was a really close game, and I think Philadelphia is going to be a lot more confident going in. I mean, I don't think they're afraid of anybody.
We're talking to Bernie Miklas here on a Tuesday. Again, every Tuesday and Thursday, we speak to him. Blues took that loss last night. I know you've been paying pretty close attention to the way they're playing. And at the moment, they sit with a record of 23-24. They've got four overtime losses. I don't know. I mean, how are you feeling about where they are at the moment?
Well, one thing, and I want to give credit to Kevin Wheeler from KMOX on this, because as I was, you know, preparing to come on with you guys, you know, he put something. We have a Gas House Gang text message thread just to discuss things, and apparently, Doug Armstrong is going to have a news conference after the morning skate, or after practice, I should say. But the interesting thing about it, the breaking news part about it, potentially breaking news part about it, is that Pavel Buchnevich and Brandon Saad were not out there. So I don't know what that means, but you take that, and then all of a sudden Doug Armstrong feels compelled to talk to the media after practice. I mean, are there injuries, or is there a trade, or did they send him home because they were mad about something? I mean, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, but that's certainly interesting. No, as you all know, because we've talked about it a lot, I think Jim Montgomery, when he came in, made a huge difference. But they're really – I'm astonished by how bad they've been now. And, you know, poor starts are killing the Blues, just killing the Blues.
Yeah.
And at on home ice, they're horrible. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, 6-7-1, and they've been outscored at home, and since Montgomery took over, they've been outscored by a lot. They're terrible in the first period at home. They kind of come out sleepwalking most of the time. And their seven home losses, they've been outscored 25-11. I mean, that pretty much tells you what you need to know. So here we go. This is a Blues question that has been hanging in the air for, I don't know, since the start of the franchise. How many coaches, you know, they fired Berube, they fired Bannister, they brought in Montgomery, they gave him a five-year contract. And if you think I'm going to rip Jim Montgomery, I'm not. The players that have been here for all three of these coaches, and there's been a lot of them, right? When are they going to take responsibility and ownership to this team? Like when a team comes out and they're lazy, they have no energy, they're playing at home, which is an absolute insult to the fans who are paying money to go down there. Who in that locker room is going to take ownership of this, or are we going to do the usual Blues thing? Well, let's blame the coach. You know, let's quit on the coach, boys. So this is not a coaching issue. This is a roster issue. And maybe something to do with Doug Armstrong having a press conference today is going to address that in one way or another, and perhaps in a major way, depending on what the news is.
Yeah, I mean, I like Braden Schenn a lot, the captain, but I'm having a hard time identifying the leader on this team, Bernie, the guy on the roster who says, get your act together, this is how we're going to play. And I know I keep going back to 2019. I think COVID really screwed the Blues over. I think they had a window. I think they had a chance to win a second cup. That all ended. But on that team, and I say this over and over again, that 2019 was not the best roster, but it was the best team. The ingredients they had is truly an example of when the sum is the greater than the total of the parts, right? Because they worked together. They had leadership. They had multiple points of leadership that were calling out those on the roster who weren't pulling their own weight. And I can't point to that guy on this roster.
I'm totally with you, Amy. And I think Braden Schenn tries. Don't get me wrong. I mean, mm-hmm. I think he tries. I just don't think he's the classic, you know, team captain. And, you know, there have been times, frankly, in the past where, I never walked back from something that I felt strongly about. I mean, I didn't like the idea of making him the team captain to begin with, because there were times under Berube, and even before that, you know, once things started to sour under Berube, mm-hmm. Schenn was one of the guilty parties. You're just like, well, where is he? What is he doing? He's disappeared. You know, Thomas has gotten flaky. That's really disappointing. Mm-hmm. Kyrou has always been flaky, and you're totally right. And you know, Ryan O'Reilly was a great leader. You know, and Alex Pietrangelo was an excellent team captain. And the Blues had so much leadership in that room. Pat Maroon. I mean, we could both go all the way down the list. All kinds. Alexander Steen. All kinds of leaders in there. They're not there here. They're just not. And maybe that's one of the reasons why, when the boys aren't in the mood to play, you know, they'll know the coach will catch all the grief. You know, that's why I always laugh when people say hockey players like the most honorable athletes. They are. What sport gets coaches fired more often than hockey players? I'm serious.
I think there used to be something for that.
It used to be because
really
Canadians are nice and they're mostly Canadian. I think
but
that was the whole thing.
I don't like emotional or petty teams. And sometimes the Jordan Kyrou vibe feels like it's infiltrated more of the locker room than it should. And I'm not saying it's irredeemable, but I don't know that they have a leader right now to kind of knock that vibe out of the locker room. Because, again, I hate to go back to 2019, but when Jake Allen stepped aside, and I know he wasn't playing his best hockey, but they moved and said, we're making Jordan Binnington the number one guy. Jake Allen was right there supporting Binnington and being a team player because he got it. So even that silent leadership from Jake Allen went so far in that locker room, and I can't point to that guy.
Nope, and that's why I'm glad they gave Jim Montgomery a five-year contract. And, you know, it's almost sad that they had to. Well, listen, I'm sure he wanted a long-term deal, don't get me wrong. But it's almost sad that, you know, Doug Armstrong felt he had to protect his own coach by giving him longevity in the contract. It's because Doug Armstrong knows the team he has. And I think maybe it's going to be, here we go again, it's going to be time to change the team he has. And I have no idea, like, why this is just such a recurring theme with the Blues. Now, some people say, well, they're not talented enough. And that's true to an extent. But to your point, Amy, the Blues were not the most talented team in the league when they won the Stanley Cup in 2019. I mean, this isn't a situation where look at the Colorado Avalanche and all the incredible talent, just unbelievable level of talent they've had. They've won one Stanley Cup, and granted, they did win one Stanley Cup, but that's a team, if talent was everything, that's a team that should have two or three cups by now. I really mean that. They're that gifted. So it's not always talent. There is something missing at the core, which you've identified, and I totally agree with you. Something missing in the inner core there. With the lack of competitive character and the lack of accountability and taking ownership when things are going bad. That's when your people have to step up. They simply do not have that.
Bernie, we will talk again Thursday. Let us know about our friends at Saliga as we say goodbye here.
Nice talking to you as always. Yeah, Saliga Heating and Cooling has been helping us out, the Mikklas family, for 16 years, and we love them. That's why I'm proud to represent them, talking to you all on KMOX. This is an independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. They have that top-of-the-line, industry-leading American Standard heating and air conditioning equipment. But listen, they service all makes and models, and they do residential work, commercial work, special projects. It isn't just heating and cooling. There's a long list of things they can do in terms of the comfort of your home and taking care of problems. So in addition to repairs and making sure everything's working, I want to urge you, because we're members of the Priority Club, so I would recommend it to you. It's a maintenance plan, and the benefits are outstanding because when you have your systems being checked a couple times a year, you have that peace of mind because you know things are safe. You know things are working well. You're going to save money because the economical benefits are obvious because by having your equipment maintained on a regular basis, you extend the equipment life. The service of Saliga, the honesty, all of that, 100% highest grade you can give them. And with this program, the Priority Club, you also get priority scheduling. Financing options are available, subject to credit approval. Count on that Saliga name, which has been serving St. Louis families continuously since 1927. For the phone number and all the information on the services and the Priority Club, go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. Thank you.